And just when you think leadership in San Francisco can't get any more ridiculous, they come up with something that you're just like, what? San Francisco lawmakers want to let city residents sue grocery stores that close. Yep, that's what we're doing in San Francisco. Let's get into it. Here we go. So ridiculous. We got to talk. Okay, we're going to regress just a scooch, and we're going to go back and watch a video on why San Francisco closed its Whole Foods due to safety concerns in under a year. Took them about a year from when they opened up to, nope, closed. Let's watch this one, because this was one of the last factors. This and Safeway in San Francisco are these factors, and that was in the Fillmore District, I believe. Grocery stores closing. Because the citizenship of San Francisco, it is so wild on the streets. There's so much crime that stores can't stay open. That's bottom line. Let's watch this video.
They're heartbroken that it's now closed. That said, many of those folks also told us they understand the store's concerns, that they've seen the issues firsthand by living and working in the neighborhood.
Yes, sir. This location is closed permanently.
Around lunchtime outside the now shuttered Whole Foods on 8th and Market Street today, a steady stream of disappointment.
No!
People who live and work near the grocery store's mid-market location told us they were surprised at how abruptly the store closed its doors, but not surprised by the reason.
And they said that it was just too dangerous, too many people.
It's obvious. It's right where all the homeless people are. They come and steal.
It was just Monday that a spokesperson for Whole Foods announced the closure of the company's flagship San Francisco store, which opened just over a year ago, citing safety reasons. Hours later, the doors were locked. These signs hung on the doors. It's a far different message from the one projected 5 years ago. This 2018 SF Gate article optimistically pronounced that San Francisco's massive new Whole Foods was set to transform mid-market and that the 55,000 square foot store would be the hub of a neighborhood that has seen an explosion of new housing and tech offices, but lacks the conveniences and amenities of an established neighborhood. San Francisco Supervisor Matt Dorsey, who represents this neighborhood, says the pandemic changed it all.
There was a lot of optimism, and then COVID arrived. And then, you know, there was a lot of things that happened with drug dealing and open-air drug scenes.
Many of the people we spoke to today, including...
What happened there? Yeah, CDC said, don't move anybody in the encampments. Let them be. So these encampments just exploded because they knew, the pandemic's going on. We can do whatever the F we want. We want to have tents out there. They don't have to be filled with homeless people. They can be filled with drug dealers. Yeah. Genius, right? Those are the things that things happened. And you didn't prevent them from happening. So now you're dealt with this. And this is your answer to street crime. All right. If a grocery store opens up, we want to force them to give us all this disclosure and stuff that we're going to talk about in a second here before they close down because the location is horrible because we haven't done enough to secure the safety of our streets. Yeah.
Dorsey, who regularly shopped at the Whole Foods, say shoplifting has been a major problem in addition to the nearby open drug use. Late last year, the store reduced its hours, and Dorsey says shoppers were also no longer offered grocery baskets.
I know that they had about 250 of those when they opened, and all of them were taken as shoplifting implements.
In response to the closure, Dorsey announced he's drafting a charter amendment with Supervisor Catherine Stephanie to increase the San Francisco Police Department staffing, including new efforts to recruit and retain new members. He says more police will allow the department to create units designated specifically to tackling quality of life safety issues.
And I'm going to be honest with you, it was really discouraging to walk to work this morning and to realize that the only thriving business that's going on the corner of Market Street and 8th Street is drug dealing. We deserve better as a city, and if we have a fully staffed police department, we'll get it.
And we should point out that the store is temporarily closed. Whole Foods says it could reopen, but there's just no guarantee. As for Dorsey's proposal, it would reestablish a minimum police staffing level of 2,182 police officers. That's roughly 700 more than are on the force now. In the newsroom, Liz Croyce.
You know, all this emphasis to get more cops out there, that is fine and all. But if you are not throwing the bad guys in jail, if you're not prosecuting them, you're not arresting them and prosecuting them and then incarcerating them, getting them off the streets. Does all the cops in the world really make a difference? I mean, yeah, you might have a little bit more secure streets, but at the end of the day, if it's catch and release and you know, guys have 45 felony arrests and 81 misdemeanors, and you know, they've got six different court cases outstanding, none of which they seem to really respond to because they're homeless and they don't really give a crap other than where they're going to get their next fix. I mean, did all the cops in the world, unless you're getting these, you know, a bunch of these people the help that they need, which is they need mental health care or they need to be in treatment somewhere going through detox. Those are the two options. And if you, you know, if you're not doing involuntary towards those, one of those two options, you're not really going to fix this crisis. Just get some more cops out. Cops will help. Cops will help. But if you're talking about getting the bad guys off the street, you got to arrest them, got to incarcerate them. You got to do something along those lines because that is literally all you've got. This whole notion of, if we just get the homeless people into some housing and everything will be great. We know that's just a load of crap. It is. It's just a load of crap. Harm reduction, all harm, no reduction. I guess let's just give you a clean needle. This will help you out in your darkest of hours, right? I mean, the whole thing is just, it's crazy town. It's crazy town. Para-progressive San Francisco lawmakers are pushing a bill that would allow residents in the crime-ravaged city to sue grocery stores to close up shop if they don't give 6 months' notice. So you're already taking a risk going into an area that has a known crime problem, right? And just known client crime problem. You just know that's going to happen. You know you're going to have a bunch of nut jobs walking through, running around. Now, they took one person out in a body bag from the restroom at this Whole Foods. They had 500 something phone calls to 911 in one year. This is all that Whole Foods. And that's why they shut it down, because of this craziness. So you've got grocery store chains taking a risk on a crappy location up front. So now on top of that, you want to give the citizenry of San Francisco the option to sue said big corporate chains, you know, maybe a Safeway, a Whole Foods, QFC, whatever it might be, you know, whatever it is that's in your area, you know, you're going to give the people of San Francisco the ability. We don't like the fact that you're closing down, therefore we're going to sue you. And they'd have the legal right under this bill. So just some absolute, what are you doing? This isn't how you encourage business to come to town and stay. It's just not. It's just a terrible idea. The proposal by San Francisco Board of Supervisors members, we've got Dean Prison for Preston, and then we've got Aaron Prison for Peskin. Yeah, those are not my words. That's Elon Musk. He came up with the Prison for Preston. So between those two geniuses, they would require businesses to either find a successor grocer. Hey, yeah, this location, it's not working out for us at all. I mean, it's terrible. You know, we had to carry somebody out in a body bag from the men's restroom. There were prostitutes in there just going to town. They were just prostituting like you couldn't believe. And then we had all the people smoking it up in the restrooms. Now, that's not even on top of all the people stealing stuff continually. You know, we've got two or three 911 calls for literal emergencies a day. That's what we're doing. A day is what we're doing. So you're going to find a successor grocery store for that? Oh, tough sell. Tough sell. Or work out a plan with residents in the neighborhood to ensure the availability of supermarket options. Their job as a business, as a big corporation, is to make money for their shareholders. If they can't do that in the location, they're out. They bounce out based on their lease. But what San Francisco is trying to do is create themselves an insurance policy that they keep all the grocery stores in that come to town. This is not the way to do that. You are monkeying around with the free market, and this will get you a food desert. That's what this will get you. Prison for Preskin? Yeah. Prison for Peskin or Prison for Preston? These are not genius ideas, folks. These are terrible. This is exactly the kind of legislation you put in to drive businesses out of your district. That's what this is. Ah, it's the greatest thing ever. I mean, this is just geniusness. We're protecting the people. You're not going to have any grocery stores if you keep putting this tomfoolery in there. You're just not. What grocery store owner is going to want that? And that's where I have a real hard time with membership in cities, political membership, where they just keep voting blue. Because this kind of stuff, I mean, how progressive is it to just drive out business after business after business out of your city? How progressive is that? Yeah, pretty progressive. Oh, a lot of progress there. Just not going in the right direction. Oof, yeah. The Grocery Protection Act, which is based on a proposal the board approved in 1984 that was vetoed by then San Francisco Mayor Dianne Feinstein, and she just died, comes amid a rash of retail theft fueled by the city's drug and homeless crisis that has led to several business closures. Several? Most of them have closed. Most of them. I have done podcast after podcast after podcast on the ridiculousness that San Francisco has endured because they've got political leadership. Ah, let people do whatever the F they want. It'll be fine. Crap on the sidewalk. No big deal. We'll have a map to you so you can identify it and you won't step in it with your own boots. Yeah, it's great. It's progress. This is just the greatest thing ever. Whole Foods closed its Market Street location last year, exactly a year ago, after there were 568 emergency calls lodged in a 13-month period due to incidents such as vagrants throwing food. Now, here's the other stories. So we got a little food fight. We got a food fight in the food court and Whole Foods. Got a little food fight. We got yelling. We've got fighting and attempting to defecate on the floor. Can you imagine? Where's the cereal? It's aisle 4. Oh, okay. You're walking down aisle 4. There's a guy taking a crap on aisle 4 about 2/3 of the way down. Yeah, you know what? Cereal's overrated. I think I'm just going to leave now. And you just drop your cart and go. Don't want to deal with that. Some guy taking defecating on the floor. So at least 14 arrests were made at the location because you got a bunch of crazy people running around doing drugs. Yeah. And you got stolen goods being sold. You got stolen goods from Whole Foods being stolen. That's why you don't have, grocery stores in this part of town. So that's how you get these grocery store deserts, areas where there's no groceries. It's because you ran them out of town. Your policy ran them out of town. Your lack of, sticking on crime, your lack of prosecuting the bad guy. The bad guys have all come to your town. Are they going to operate in this one area of town? And that's just what they're going to do. And you're going to have to deal with it. Instead, let's just get some more police in here. It'll be fine. No, you gotta arrest them, prosecute them, and put them away. Got to start putting some people away. Till you do that, we're just talking here. Preston, Prison for Preston, who introduced the legislation last week, he floated the proposal in January when a Safeway supermarket in the Fillmore section announced it would close in March. Do we see a trend here? Is there a scooch of a trend? Yeah, you've just got shenanigans based on bad city policy. Just let the homeless live wherever. It'll be fine. Just let everybody do drugs. It'll be great. It'll be just like the 60s because that, ended up working out so well. It's, the summer of love of 2020 when we're going to just have the summer of love and, greatest thing. Oh, yeah. Two black kids got murdered. Yeah. Well, anyway, hey, let's throw out a law that when the next grocery store that comes in realizes how bad it is here in this part of San Francisco, before they can leave, we'll sue them. That's our genius idea. We'll sue their asses. What? You're doing what? This is called setting yourself up for failure. It's an insurance policy. All right. When she divorces my ass, I want to make sure that I've got at least 3/4 of my stuff she doesn't get. Where am I going to hide that? Right? Where am I going to hide that? Exactly. You know what I mean? You're going into it knowing, we're in love forever. This is going to be the marriage. It's going to go the distance. We're going to be buried in caskets side by side. We're going to be, whatever it is, your whole, till death do us part thing. Now, quick 15 years goes by and you're just no longer really all that excited about each other. And So then you do a little divorce action, right? Yeah, this is one of those policies for that, because it's not going to take 15 years. It took Whole Foods one year to pull the plug on a brand new store and say, homie, don't play this game, right? We're out of here. I mean, it's one of the fastest grocery stores to open and close. It usually takes about a decade. San Fran, they just take that whole timeline and jam it down together. And up, here you go. There's a situation in San Fran. Safeway, which operates 15 locations in San Francisco, sold the 3.6 acres of land to a real estate developer who plans to build a mixed-use project that will encompass both housing and commercial retail. And you know what prison for Preskin and his other buddy here? Prison for, what's his name? Who cares? Anyway, Preston. Prison for Preston. They're like, well, we need a grocery store. And the developer is like, hey, you want housing or do you want a grocery store? You can't have both. Take your pick. You're always bitching about needing more affordable housing, more, you know, housing that the masses can afford in San Francisco. What do you want? Oh, we want the grocery store. Hey, these people are just, they're not there mentally, right? The day before the board was scheduled to vote on the resolution, the supermarket chain announced that it would keep the store open until next January. The new ordinance would exempt supermarkets and grocery stores that close because of a natural disaster or business circumstances that aren't reasonably foreseeable. Here's something that's reasonably foreseeable. Any location in close proximity to the Tenderloin is a no-go. You're going to have this exact type of scenario happen, because that's why Whole Foods closed down. Because you got a bunch of nut jobs running around that should be in a mental asylum, and they're on drugs, so they should be in a mental asylum and or treatment, preferably detox, to get them off the hooch, right? Because that's why they're all worked up. That's why they're all crazy and they're defecating in the cereal aisle. Yeah, you've allowed this to happen. Leadership within San Francisco has allowed this to happen. What could go wrong? We're so allowing, and we're so inclusive. Everybody, no matter what their problems are, yeah. But grocery stores, yeah, they've got a little thing called profit. If they don't make that, and if it's too much liability, we haven't even talked about liability to the managers, other customers, store employees. You got people in there that want to fight just based on it's Tuesday. You know what I mean? They're mental. So what would you expect? In those cases, the businesses do not have to provide 6 months notice. Who in the world is going to go into a city that has these provisions up front? I mean, you got to be making a bunch of extra money to make that happen. And in the locations that we're talking about here, it's not a thing. We're going to make so much extra money in the Tenderloin area of San Francisco. Sure, we'll invest another $35, $40 million building out this grocery store, whatever it is. I don't even know what the number is. If a store closes without providing notice to the Board of Supervisors, as well as the Office of Economic and Workforce Development, I mean, what grocery store doesn't want to have to report to those entities, right? Every single one. Because it's not necessary in other cities where they already balance public safety. Huh. Interesting. They don't have to have the prison for Preskin or the prison for Peskin and the prison for Preston. They don't have to have this kind of ridiculousness because it's not an issue. Huh. Interesting. Weird. Shenanigans, right? The bill, this entire bill is one gigantic shenanigan. That's what it is. The bill would also require the grocery stores, here we keep going, the gift that just keeps giving, right? The grocery stores meet and work in good faith with neighborhood residents. Do they do anything other than that? And when they choose to leave, it's because you, as leadership of San Francisco, have failed your residents miserably. That's what happens. Yeah, we can no longer afford to be here. There's too much risk. We're not making enough money. The amount of stuff being stolen. And never mind that one body bag we had go out of here because somebody OD'd in the restroom. And, you know, we had to boot out all the prostitutes that were doing their thing in the women's restroom. You know, the whole thing is just loaded with shenanigans, because that's what you get when you allow shenanigans to infiltrate your community like San Francisco has, and then go, I guess we need to have some laws that really protect you know, the citizenry, because their choices for groceries are few and far between here. What happened? It was a good idea in 1984, and it's an even better idea now, Preston said in a press release. All right, well, you know, I think no. I think no is the answer. What is wrong with you? This thing failed. It got vetoed back in 1984 because it sidesteps on basically businesses running how they need to run. If you need to make a decision whether it doesn't make sense for you feasibly to be in a neighborhood, you got to be able to do that. You got to be able to pull the trigger. And businesses will not go into an area where they're hamstrung 10 ways from Sunday by these legal liabilities. You need to check out with us. We need to have 6 months. We got to talk about this. Well, let's talk about your terrible leadership and why the streets of San Francisco are so, you know, not conducive friendly to consumers on the grocery, you know, battle situation. Yeah, how about that? Feinstein, who would go on to become a U.S. senator from 1992 until her death last year at the age of 90, said at a time that the policy, this was her explanation. This is why she vetoed it. The U.S. senator from 92 until 2023. In her words, the policy was an unnecessary intrusion of governmental regulatory authority. Boom. Right? That's pretty basic. Yes. Okay. Let's just go with that. An unnecessary intrusion of governmental regulatory authority vetoed. And that's what she did. She's like, this is bullshit. This is, it's an overreach. It's a massive overreach. Next. But here we are. How many years later is that? A lot. Last year, Preston drew the ire of Tesla CEO Elon Musk after he proposed that private security guards be restricted in the use of weapons. That's when Elon Musk, I believe, said prison for Preston. He literally tweeted that. I thought that was great. I love that one. Prison for Preston. Prison for Peskin. Musk said he would contribute to the campaign of Preston's opponent in last November's election, which Preston ended up winning. Whoever's voting for prison for Preston, I'm going to back the other guy. Just get up there. Don't care who you are. I don't care. I don't care that, you know, you have no chance of winning. I'm backing you. Come on. Come on. This is all you. Peskin, the progressive president of the Board of Supervisors, has taken positions well to the left of Mayor London Breed. London Breed is actually trying to get some traction going. She's just not gonna, because there's not enough time in San Francisco. Keep voting blue, though, because, you know, that's going to really get you where you need to go. He came out, prison for Peskin came out against Breed's proposal to arrest people for public drug use. Okay, so no-go, doesn't want the public, you know, arrest of people doing drugs in public, but he wants to hamstring how big corporations run their businesses in the form of a grocery store. Yeah. This is why you've got areas of San Francisco that have just been blighted with vacancies. These businesses don't want to be there. On top of, you've got the state income tax, you've got taxes out the wazoo in California. Never mind the security thing, never mind the profitability thing. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. That is literally case study of how you drive business out of your community. Well done, prison for Peskin and prison for Preston. Peskin also opposed a proposal by Breed to require most adult welfare recipients to undergo drug screening to keep receiving benefits. Why are these guys in the supervisory? What's wrong with them? What's wrong with them? What is wrong with you when you keep turning down pieces of, you know, city politics that could actually help you? What's wrong with you? It's just isn't progressive. I mean, yeah, it makes you think, okay, they need to be in the mental institution along with their constituents who don't know that it's, you know, 2024 and it's not 1984 and they're taking a dump on the cereal aisle. Yeah. Yeah. So what you got going though in San Francisco, right? Instead of doing something positive, instead of doing something conducive to bringing business in, maybe like reducing taxes or making maybe make the timeline faster to get that store up and running. Maybe, you know, investing in community security, investing in more police, which they're, you know, in the process of doing. That's going to take so long. How about this? Getting rid of your nut job district attorneys and getting somebody in there that's actually going to arrest and, in, you know, eventually incarcerate the bad guys. What about that? That'd be an interesting concept. Maybe you take a look at that instead of this other stuff that literally works against bringing businesses. It's 100% diametrically opposed to bringing business in. It's you know, they're just getting T-boned by this bill, which is, you gotta talk to us and you gotta talk to that group over there. Then you gotta talk to that group over there. Then you gotta come back and talk to us and we're gonna talk some more. And then we're gonna have you go talk to them and we're gonna do it all over again because it's San Francisco and this is the way we do things. We don't do anything that really has a benefit to the community, but we wanna look like we are. Therefore, we're gonna throw out this law again. I mean, it's just so bad. What is that? 40 years later, 2024, 1984, 16. Yeah. Right. I mean, the fact that this is coming back around for round two, 40 years later, and it hasn't changed. I think that's absolutely wild. But you know what? With prison for Preskin and Peskin, why wouldn't this be happening? That's the real question. Why wouldn't this be happening? What's the answer? Well, the answer is this, this piece of legislature, if it does go in, it just further seals the coffin, which is grocery store survivability in a community like San Francisco, particularly the Tenderloin. You know, LA's got the Skid Row effect going on. If you're close to the Skid Row, you're going to have a bunch of nut jobs running around. Nobody's going to want to run businesses there. My last podcast was literally on a restaurant that has entered into a 4.5% security fee is going to come up on your bill. The Perch, Perch in LA. It's the 15th floor of a 15-story building, takes up multiple floors, like 13th, 14th, 15th. It's a restaurant, bar. They get, you know, they get upper-end folks going there. It costs a lot of money. They automatically put on a 4.5% security tax to their bill, to your rest of you. Come out of there, all right, 4.5%. Just got to pay that up front, in addition to whatever drinks you got and all that stuff, because it's in an area where it's not all that safe. And the company is saying, hey, security is expensive here. We're going to need you to help us foot the bill. So that's what's going on in areas where you've let things get out of control. Legislators are literally looking into this kind of thing, which, you know, got blown up 40 years ago. I don't know why it would be accepted today, but, you know, 2024, it's a whole new lease on life, right? So there you go. Will this legislature, will this stuff go into law? No, I don't think it will. So there's one or two reasonable people that'll put the hammer on this, I believe, even in San Francisco, because it's just such a terrible idea. Such a terrible idea. But hey, you know what? If you want to try it, I'm willing to take a look. It's your community. It's not mine. I live in Bellevue. I don't get my groceries in San Fran. I don't get my groceries in this area. But I'd say, hey, you know what? If you just want to take a run at it and see what happens when you implement this kind of thing, I'll podcast on it. Thanks so much for being here. Love to have you subscribe. Hit that notification bell. All that good stuff. And I'll see you in the next one. Bye for now.